Among the places in America opening up again after COVID-related closures is the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in Montana. It was closed to tourists for more than a year, and that's a big deal because it borders Glacier National Park and relies on tourist spending. As Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports, local residents are more than ready to start greeting visitors again.
Blackfeet tribal member Susan Higgins owns Two Sisters Cafe, just down the road from a park entrance. This spring, when it was still unclear whether the reservation would be shut down for another tourist season, she was worried.
It'll put us in the hole and we will struggle desperately for another season in order to just get open.
At the time, she was building a drive-through coffee stand in case tribal officials wouldn't allow people inside her restaurant. Now she's excited to welcome visitors back.
I am so ready to go back to work. I am not a person who does well without a schedule. I need tasks. I need a plan.
Kimberly Boy, a member of the team that leads the tribe's pandemic response, says they knew that closing for the summer tourist season was going to be a hardship. The University of Montana says the year before the pandemic, visitors on or near the reservation spent $120 million.
We had moved aggressively and extremely restrictive only due to the fact that our primary goal was to save as many lives as we can.
That included shutting down tourism-related businesses all year and imposing strict stay-at-home orders off and on, like in September when a large fair in a neighboring county caused a spike in COVID cases. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked into whether the orders were effective.
When I read that report, I really let out a sigh of relief.
It found that cases fell more than 30-fold after the stay-at-home order was issued. Nationwide, the pandemic has hit Native Americans disproportionately hard, but fewer than 50 Blackfeet tribal members have died of COVID to date. An aggressive vaccination campaign has helped, too. The tribe launched that before the vaccines even arrived from the state and the Federal Indian Health Service, or IHS, in December. The tribe put this video on its website featuring a puppet dog asking local health experts about the rollout.
So what kind of vaccine is IHS going to give me?
At the moment, the IHS has ordered the Moderna vaccine. Hopefully, the first supply of the vaccine will be available by the end of 2020.
Today, tribal officials say about 85% of the total reservation population is fully vaccinated. That's nearly twice the rate for Americans overall, the tribe's Kimberly Boy.
We're feeling pretty confident about being able to open up because of the vaccine. You know, we feel like we finally have some type of defense.
Hey, you are.
How you doing?
Angelica Hardin Norman owns the Lodgepole Gallery in Teepee Village in Browning, the reservation's largest city. She sells Blackfeet artwork and rents a couple of cabins.
I have to show you the common room for the cabin guests.
Hardin Norman was able to weather the 15-month closure with the help of grants from the tribal and federal governments, but says she needs to have a successful season this year in order for her business to survive. Despite the financial hardship, she was supportive of last year's shutdown and the tribe's vaccination campaign.
The tribe did really a tremendous job to keep us all safe. They really did an excellent job.
She had added incentive to stay closed last year as her now late husband, a Blackfeet artist, was battling cancer. And she says tribal leaders were worried that the COVID pandemic would wipe out large numbers of Blackfeet people, as other diseases like smallpox did in the past. For the last several weeks, though, cases on the reservation have not exceeded the single digits. Tribal officials say they are monitoring COVID indicators and are ready to take action again should the virus surge.
All this history made them very alert. And I can only say I try my best. I don't want history repeating itself.
Hardin Norman is still requiring masks in her gallery and has set up an outdoor gathering space for guests staying in her cabins. She doesn't want to feel an outbreak that could lead to another shutdown. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting from the Blackfeet Indian Reservation.